Hello, and welcome to Don't Evolve Me, the place like Ash Ketchum's Pikachu, we don't evolve, we just level up, and we're not talking about Pokemon, like we did last episode, for the first time in, like, a while. We're talking Gen V, Season 2 finale, possibly the series finale. We don't really quite know yet. Depends on the numbers, according to Eric Kripke. Here with us, Meme. Hello.
Hola.
So, we've been talking Gen V, along with Peacemaker. Not a whole lot, but it's been on our minds.
Gen V. Unfortunate timing that Gen V came out at the exact same time as Peacemaker.
It's like last year with like Penguin and Agatha. Except the show that like I didn't talk about that much was Penguin. And I talked a lot of Agatha. And then Penguin, I think, might have been the better show at the end.
Yeah, I still haven't watched it, but
see that. We'll have the conversation of which one's better, Peacemaker or Gen V Season 2. That's going to be a question for sure. All right, Gen V Season 2 leads us to Season 5, boys. So let's talk first overall thoughts before we kind of get into the episodes.
Like the overall thoughts of Season 2?
Yeah, well, we can talk about like Episode 7, Episode 8, because we haven't talked about those two episodes. And then we'll talk about Season 2 overall. Okay. So, all right. First general thoughts of the last two episodes.
I mean, the obvious twist was pretty obvious.
It was very obvious.
Yeah.
Did you hear what?
Not that it was.
Did you hear what Eric Kripke said about it?
Yeah, they didn't think people were going to catch on. That we were smarter than he thought. Yeah. I think maybe they made it a little too obvious.
I almost thought it was going to be a red herring. I think a lot of us thought it was like, oh, it's very obvious that he's Thomas Godolkin. It's like, that's what they're playing up to be. So it shouldn't be Thomas Godolkin. There's got to be some other twist here. And there wasn't.
But then there wasn't.
Yeah. Which is fine. I don't think there needed to be a twist there for it to be as impactful. But when I heard that interview, that Eric Kripke was like, didn't think that we'd get it as an audience. It's like, what do you mean we wouldn't get it? Like, you made it so obvious. Like, you were hinting towards one avenue the entire time. You know?
Yeah, you didn't give us any alternatives. There was no other, like, possibilities of what it could be. Like, what else would it be besides, you know, who else would be in that hyperbaric chamber?
Right. Like, the guy's dad, Cypher's dad.
Yeah, right.
Or like a different handler. I guess like the only red herring thing is he had the guy beat the old man, but I'm just like this franchise is very into self-deprecation. Like that's exactly
what I thought when I was watching it. This is a man beating himself up.
Yeah, it just seemed very obvious. Like the fact that Marie is like, I don't detect any Gen V or Cypher.
Gen V.
Slip there. The fact that like Cypher was able to control different, you know, multiple bodies. The fact that like his whole thing was manipulation. It's just like, okay, this just seems like the obvious setup. Or the fact that he would stab himself in the hand and he felt no pain. Like, it was just kind of, at least for maybe Neurodivergence, it was just like, okay, everything leads up to being that guy. Maybe there's a world where someone without the brain of a, you know, ADHD is going like, what?
Yeah. I can't imagine there's really anybody that was...
I mean, I can't imagine either. I know people, not everyone is as, like, intelligent enough, but it's just, it felt so obvious. Like, I don't know how you'd be surprised by this. I don't know how someone's not surprised.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, the fact that the whole plan was to heal him and everything, I mean, it all just, it was, like, the only thing that made sense.
Yeah.
Which is like not a great way to write a twist. But I mean, like I said, it didn't have to be like a big twist.
No.
But if you think back to Season 4 of The Boys too, with like the whole Kessler thing and stuff too, that wasn't very well hidden as a twist.
No. Were they trying to hide it? I don't remember them trying to make
I think maybe it might have been like the same kind of thing, right? Yeah.
Like, so I could see that. No other like avenue. There was like, it's a twist without any red herrings.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, that's exactly what it is.
Here's all the hints. You know, it's like, okay, it has to be this. There's no other solution here.
There's nothing to argue about. It was just like, well, yeah, like nobody has any other points to stand on or anything. So,
They haven't, in season five, maybe they're just setting us up for like the big overall twist because they're going to, you know, put up something that's just very obvious. We're like, ah, it's got to be that. They don't, you know, do anything else. They don't throw any red herrings and then they'll, you know, have that ultimate twist. Honestly, if they did that, that would be genius. Like, this is the only way that, like, this would be genius. If, like, their previous twists weren't great.
It's all leading up to the one big,
big twist.
Yeah.
I mean, that would be a very sage-like plan.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. So let's get through the episode a little bit. So Annabeth wakes up looking for Marie after having a Brad precognition of her lying on the ground full of blood. Her and Kate are gone. And Kate and Marie are gone. Kate is looking at Marie like, heal me. And of course, Marie is just like, not yet. Like, we're not doing this now. My first thoughts on the whole, like, Kate, Marie, like, I think that makes sense for Kate's character to ask Marie this. So, like, it seems like, you know, obvious. The whole Marie side of it, it makes sense too. Like, why the hell would you want to?
Such a dangerous power.
Yeah.
To like, okay, so I heal you and then you can control me and make me do whatever you want again.
Well, there is the
especially
question.
Especially since you've been crossed before.
Well, that's actually a good, big question. Can she control her now?
Well, maybe, I guess I don't know about now, but her powers are different too, because she definitely did before.
Yes.
Wiped her mind and stuff like that. So
it's the level up, man. The double level up. We'll talk about it. So Jordan and Annabeth talk about that when they discovered their powers. I'm kind of just reading off a little bit that I got. And Jordan begins to doubt their relationship with Marie. Marie and Kate go to the Cypress house, look for Thomas, but Flaherty is there, tells them to, like, what's his plan? And then Sam and Emma arrive at the university for Marie. Cypher offers Marie her friend's safety in return for training. The group attempts to stop Marie, telling Annabeth's precognition of her. Marie weakens them with her powers. And then Polarity and the part of the group start to stall Cypher to fight ensues while Marie finds and heals Thomas. So they're all, she's like bomb rushing, they're trying to stop her. She does the powers. What is your thoughts on Marie saying we're going to heal this dude? Like, I know, I think from an audience member, it's like, you're a fucking idiot.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it was such like a slap together plan. Should have like spoke more with somebody that knew what they were talking about, like Stan Edgar.
Yeah. Instead of just
running out there and like thinking that this guy was gonna.
There's a theme here with these kids.
Yeah.
They're just running half-assed into things with like no like actual plan. Which, like, I think Peacemaker does this a lot sometimes too, where the plot happens because the characters are stupid. And I think, like, I thought of this because I think about the finale, the Trojan, where they did the same thing. They kind of run into the room without much of a plan, and that plan really much backfired. And, like, I remember we'll get into it more, but, like,
yeah.
I'm like, this only works if they're dumb, but I guess they are college kids.
Yeah.
So it's just like, okay, there's a sense of like believability of like, okay, is Marie this like dumb? Like, you want to do it to Kate. Why would you do this to this like this random person? Why would you heal? You have no idea who they are. And like, of course, like, would you help us defeat Cypher? And if Cypher's just like, yeah.
Yeah,
that's the thing that I wanted this entire time.
Whatever you ask.
He arises. He's now in his normal body. They go fight Cypher, the other body, who is then released. And then they're about to kill him. He's like, my name's Doug, trapped. And we kind of learn, like, okay, that Doug is not Cypher. And then Thomas gets out. He meets the guy,
the diaper guy that was with
Sam. Yep. pretty much tells him to kill himself, or like controls his body to kill himself.
Yeah, he asks him what his powers are, and he's like, "I can turn my hand, my feet into hands," or something like that.
That is just a dumb. Like, could you imagine getting this? Like, hey, you're a superhero, baby. What's your powers? I can, my feet have thumbs.
It's not as bad as some of the ones that we saw in what's the animated show? Diabolical.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, some of those people got a little worse.
That
at least he could just not use his powers.
Well, like we're talking about My Hero Academia before this. I just started season 8's coming out. And I just think of like some of the useless quirks that like people have, like in a world of superheroes. Like can you imagine like being born and you're just like, I can make bubbles with my hands. I'm really good at kids' birthday parties.
I can pull sticky balls out of my head.
Hey, I will say the one thing I like about this show is like the power sets of these characters and like the uniqueness of it. One Piece does
the creativity. The creativity with how they use their powers and stuff.
One Piece, absolutely. So I would say Gen V, I feel like there's a lot less creativity. But also, this is live action, so you're limited. On top of the fact that, like, this is based off our world, and I think our world isn't full of creatives as
whimsy. Yeah.
Yep. Of course, it's more gritty real life. But so like after episode 7, and I feel like this is a lot of setup. You know, Polarity kind of gets his level up.
He also gets healed by Marie.
Oh yes, thank you. That's a big important part. Marie heals him. And she heals Godolkin, healing a lot of people except for Kate.
Yep.
And, you know, and then we're left with the idea that he's going to go on a full massacre.
Yep. That's the vibe. He kills the dude right out there in the open.
And we don't quite get it. But we learn in the next episode, Trojan, that he, right before dying with the laboratory burning down, he injects himself with V1, which is the same V that's... Soldier Boy and Stormfront and Homelander use that basically they don't age. Actually, it says Soldier Boy and Stormfront, so maybe I don't know if Homelander has the same one.
I don't think Homelander ages.
Yeah,
that's his whole thing. And he's got the Odessa or whatever, like Marie.
Mm-hmm. Which we get this whole season we start to learn like the different drug types that people get, like Odessa, you know, being the ultimate hero, but Gen V being like, hey, you don't age, you live a very long time, if not immortal. I'm assuming they live a long time, kind of like a Superman where like eventually you will die off, but it's really like invincible type of thing.
Yeah, it's so long that
but like who knows at this point, right?
Because they haven't got long enough.
The oldest is like 75. No,
right, because it was like around, it was like World War II time that it got made, right?
Yeah, maybe Stormfront was like 20 around there. So I think Stormfront at this point would be 100 years old if she was still alive. Spoilers, I guess. So we get in the present day, Polarity and Doug are driving. I start to like the character Doug. Like, I kind of feel bad for him, knowing that, like, for 25 years, he's been a puppet. And it's like, finally free. Never thought this moment. And boom, gets killed by Black Noir, too.
Of course. Of course.
I didn't know. I thought it was Homelander at first, because I just saw, like, I didn't know if it was a gunshot. I just saw, like, the little laser, and he died. I was like, oh. But who killed him?
It was a sword. Yeah, he stabbed him with a
sword. Oh, was it a sword? Oh, okay.
Yeah, I knew it was, I saw a sword.
I just saw, like, the little dash, and I was like, oh, all right, he's dead. I liked him. I was also playing Pokemon ZA. Check out that podcast.
Wow.
Sorry, I had, you know, double.
During the finale.
Yeah, I gotta do both. You know how it is. Something in your hand, something to watch TV.
Just... Yeah.
All right. So, Marie then heals Kate. Good for her. I don't think we see her really use her powers. Except, oh, no, she did.
We did skip one other part real quick.
Please.
At the end of the last episode, when Marie uses her powers on her friends or whatever, she tells Kate that she'll heal her right now if she makes them all leave.
Oh, yes.
Which is pretty messed up after everything they've been through.
Yeah, I would agree. That's like, hey, I don't want you to, you know, manipulate us, but please manipulate our friends because I don't want them to come. Yeah, it's pretty messed up. That's a Do you think they'll play with that in the future, if there is a future?
I saw one person's random theory online that was a little interesting about the ending. I don't know if we want to talk about it quite yet.
We'll get to it.
Yeah.
We'll get to, maybe we'll get to like the boys' predictions at the end of this. Mm-hmm. Okay. So, I am lost my train of thought. Okay. Marie heals Kate. Thomas then prepares seminars. I got the impression that I got with these seminars that when he like announced them was that these are like his version of gas chambers.
Yeah.
And
yeah, taking a minute and not planning on letting any of them leave.
And like they all come in. He kind of tells Sage his plan. You get to see that the relationship between him and Sage, you kind of realize that Sage was the intelligence behind a lot of this. And we get Godalkin, who's with power, with he's tasting, he's feeling everything. You know, very much like you kind of like want him. It's kind of fun watching him enjoy like the humanity of like having a body and stuff, but you're also like, this guy's a monster. So it's kind of weird watching him, you know, like, but it was kind of cool. He's enjoying all these things. He gets with Sage. You realize that Sage is the intelligence, and she's like, all right, come to us to the seven. We got plans for world domination phase two with Homelander, which is a big, boys season five type of thing. And he's like, I will, but I got one more thing to do. And he's like, I gotta go to class. And then she kind of just learns about his plan to call the week and essentially force them to either evolve, pressure them into being these beautiful diamonds, or dying and crumbling. And it is exactly what you think it is. We kind of learn that, and maybe this is with the new actor, Cypher is very arrogant. And maybe this is his idea of like his power getting healed. Who knows? But he comes off as very arrogant, very power. Like he gets into this, all right, mass murder is what we're going to do immediately. There isn't like, because an intelligent person is going to be slow, methodical. He's going to do this with like, very methodical movements, not going to be very abhorrent and open to being defeated immediately. And he does that.
Yeah.
So again, this is kind of where we get into dumb characters doing dumb things for sake of plot. Is you kind of understand where my criticism is going to be of this season finale. So we get into him talking about these seminars, like no more rankings. We're going to have new rankings. Go to the seminars. You can be part of the top 10. And then Marie's going like, don't do it. He's going to kill you. So, and we don't really see much more of the media aspect. We have Sage going like, Homelander isn't going to like this. Because like his whole plan is to essentially control Homelander, control Marie. That's his plan. We get into the first seminar, and it's as bloody as you imagine it. We have the date rape guy. He's in there. I don't know if he's one of the cat. I think he's one of the ones who get saved. But you get like 20 different students. Godalkin, his whole thing is like, all right, I'm going to try to press that button. You just got to stop me. And violence then just assumes they are. He's controlling. He
starts controlling most of them. Yeah, to kill all the other ones.
And that would be actually very. That would suck as a hero. Because you're either getting controlled or you're having people attack you and you're just like, what the hell? And he walks through. He's living off his high. He presses the button. Marie and the gang gets a plan. They come up with their idea of the plan. And then session two, boom, there's Marie. There's all the other students. And then the Trojan horse. That is the guy with the... What is this power?
Black hole.
Butthole. Yeah.
Yeah.
And they all just like come out, which is just like kind of cool. But also his whole power is controlling people. Why are you giving him more people to control?
Right.
So there we go.
Bringing more irons into the weapons to be used.
So a big fight ensues. Eventually they overwhelm him. She kind of like the three polarity. Girls. Hold on. We get before that. The three girls that I think Emma or Marie kind of got. I forget who the relationship Emma, was.
Emma.
So like you have the hair girl that holds him down.
Bushmaster,
which dope name. We got to see it in full, in its full glory. Yeah. We have the girl who actually has a really dope power where she can just mimic any power, even though it's like for a quick seconds, you know,
taps. 60 seconds, not just mimic, but like take it away.
And,
like
60 and seconds, do actually, better and make it better.
Seems like might be like low key one of the most powerful people.
Straight up. Like, couldn't you just like take out Homelander and like a touch?
Yeah.
Like, you could kill everybody.
And then kill him with it. Yeah.
So, like, she controls everybody. Everybody leaves except for our main characters. And this is where I'm screaming at the TV, like, what the fuck are you doing? You have 60 seconds. Leave. Kill him and leave.
Yeah, kill him. Yeah.
Like, and then Marie's like, I got you. I beat you. And then, boom, level up. He controls her, who then controls them. Big fight ensues. They're all defeated. And then that's where Polarity comes. Saves the day. And then one final confrontation. Marie overcomes the brain control and she blows him up. And that's the end. We don't get anything else. I'm just kidding. And then last little bit, Polarity tells him to flee. And they join the Starlighters. And big surprise, not just Starlight shows up. Our man A-Train.
Good old A-Train.
And I will be honest, once A-Train showed up and he was like in his hero like role and he was embracing it, I was like, hell yeah, man. Like, I'm excited for season 5 now.
Yep.
And that is
what happened. A little cheesy.
It was cheesy, but like that's what you need.
But I didn't hate it. Yeah. I mean, yeah, I didn't hate it.
All right.
Not as much as other people seem to have.
So finale thoughts. I have thoughts. I already expressed some of it. Brandon, you lead though.
I mean, I think the expectation that he was just going to go out and just like start murdering everybody, kind of like what happened last year at the end of the season, was a little bit of a letdown to have him like slowly funnel people in, time after time. I get that it was like, I guess, to try to strengthen his own powers at the same time, like was his plans. But it still wasn't. It felt like that maybe should have happened like sooner or something instead of all of it being crammed into the same last episode and being defeated. He just got beat so fast. Such a like a powerful, cool villain.
And then
he gets beat.
My thoughts on it is I don't mind that they changed it. I don't mind that like he didn't massacre them. Because I was like in my head trying to think of like how that would have went and like how interesting of a story that would have been. That being said, if he did level up and have like, you know, 10, 20, 30 people under their control and Marie had to get to him, but he couldn't control Marie, which I thought was a cool revelation that she didn't know, but we had to learn that like, hey, he tried, like through Doug, he tried to control her. He just couldn't. So I feel like there's just a lot of cool things they could have done. I don't mind the seminar. What I hate, though, is the end scene was just written so poorly, in my viewpoint. Because it was very much like Godolkin was just going to do these seminars. I'm like, this is not a smart plan. It would have been
not sustainable.
It's not sustainable. It's like, he could have died immediately after
days on it. Yeah.
And, like, it was just, like, it just didn't seem smart. It seemed arrogant, which I think fine. I don't mind the arrogant turn where he's just like, aha, I have my abilities. I have the power. I'm living off this high. I don't mind it. It just wasn't, like, written there. We didn't see that arrogance so much the first how many episodes. Nor did they really play the training aspect.
A better Godolkin than Godolkin was.
I agree. Plus, Duck is great. I don't know who, I don't remember the actor's name, but he did a great job. I think the guy who played Godolkin did a great job too, but Cypher's like that Doug, that character, that actor, like phenomenal. I'm happy happy he's still there.
Yeah, well, not anymore.
No, that was sad. I was like, no, yeah. Doug seemed cool. Plus, I just like enjoy the actor. But the idea of just, it just, this whole episode was dumb characters doing dumb things. And like, that was the plot. The idea of like Marie, if like they knew that he couldn't control so like only so many people, and they had that information, and they were like, hey, let's just like, if we all just go there, he can't control all of us, and we just target him. To me, that
somebody will get through.
Yeah, and like, to me, that seems like a smart plan. That makes sense. But they didn't do any of that follow up. They didn't really lead with that. So for me, without them knowing his limit or his range, just putting in all the people just felt dumb. It felt unprepared. It was just, it felt sloppy. I like the name Trojan now. I didn't really understand it until I saw the guy.
I didn't even understand it until you said it as we were going through this recap. And I was like, ah, yeah, that's the Trojan horse.
That's the Trojan horse.
Yeah.
But then, like, when they never left, I was like, this is stupid. Like, what are you doing? This guy controls people. Why are you all there? On top of the fact that, like, if, like, Marie also controls people. If he controls Marie, which they don't know that he doesn't have that power.
Right.
And then, to top it all off, they were done. They were defeated. Marie was going to kill them. And then he was going to have control of Marie. She was going to be the puppet. He could always be healed. There is no stopping him at this point. I also really like that his skin was bubbling up with this control. I think that was an interesting flaw in his power. But they didn't do anything with it other than the visual effects. But what I hate is that Polarity came and saved the day. So I'm like, okay, you just saved the win. Or you just took the win away from our main characters. And you gave it to a side character. Like, the adult saved the day. The hero saved the day. Not the upcoming heroes. And if this
My understanding is that originally, like, Polarity's whole arc of the season was supposed to be what Andre was doing.
Yeah.
He was supposed to be like the other love interest kind of for Emma and stuff like that. And then they reworked it to be him. So I guess I could kind of see that making more sense if it was Andre that kind of saved the day at the end instead of Polarity.
Yeah.
Less of a side character. But
I mean, they played it up. It's just, I feel like it took it away. And like Marie's supposed to be the hero. Jordan could have been the hero. Like, you had all these different characters that could have had that win. You gave it to Polarity, and it just feels robbed. Like, it feels like it robbed us of a good character moment. And, like, good for Polarity. I liked it for him. It's just, I don't think it was just well built to get there. He's not one of the main characters. And then at the end of it, you know, he tries to control Marie. It doesn't work. And she's like, thanks for the level up. I thought that was lazy, too. Because, like, she already had her level up. Like, she went ahead. And so, like, is the level up that she just can't be controlled now? To me, that doesn't make sense.
Well, this is where that wild Reddit theory comes in that
okay.
I saw.
Okay.
That actually, Godolkin isn't dead. Mm-hmm. And in that last moment, he took control of Marie. And he's actually controlling her. And that's why she says that. Because it's him.
Oh.
And then she's like acting kind of weird and stuff after that. Doesn't really like say a whole lot.
See? Now,
if now, this, that would be kind of interesting.
Now, if that's the twist and they don't, it, like, yeah, okay, okay. That would be interesting. But you play that off it. Like, that should have been the. That we should have ended the season two like that, though, then, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, maybe we did. Maybe he's like, oh, you know, maybe they had like an extra scene and they're like, oh, well, they figured out that other twist, so screw them, we're just gonna cut this extra scene and just let them cook in it.
Okay.
So they never see
it. I would really like that if that was the ending. That'd be cool. That'd be dope.
Next season.
I feel like they just need like Marie to like act a little bit weird.
I guess I would have to rewatch the ending again after reading the wild theory, but they made some points.
Yeah. No, I mean, that makes sense. That line makes a lot more sense rather than her being like, thanks for the level up. It's like, okay. That just feels out of place and bad writing.
Yeah. I mean, all she did was blow him up, which I guess we haven't. Well, I mean, she blew up goats and stuff like that, so it's not even like that something that she hadn't done before.
Her whole thing was like, it wasn't that she couldn't blow it up. She just didn't want to blow up people because, if she controlled them or healed them, she didn't want to blow them up, which is like the downside of her power. So blowing him up isn't a level up. So I don't know. It just, if that's what they were doing, I feel like they needed to have a scene that just like gives us the idea.
They complain that they explain too much and give the twist away, and now we're complaining that they're not explaining enough. What do we want, Jake?
I want good setup. Good proper setup, Brandon.
Oh man. You were just talking about earlier how you would, if we got blindsided by a final twist, how great that would be. And then there you go.
Oh, so there's still got to be good, you have to have good foreshadowing. You have to get ready.
That's what's, there's only like 5 minutes left. That's what season 5 of The Boys is for.
No.
The swap.
So here's what's going to happen in The Boys season 5, okay? These characters are going to barely be in it.
Yep.
And that's what happened with season 4. These characters were barely in it. They made an appearance. That was basically it.
I think that they weren't in season 4 as much, though, because like they knew that season 2 was guaranteed. Maybe. And if there's no... But then again, at the same time, like, you got to assume that they're pretty much done with whatever, like, at least writing-wise and stuff like that. They have a good idea of what's going to happen in the final season by now, because they started shooting already, didn't they?
Yeah,
so it's not like they could change things now that their reviews for Gen V season 2 have come out. I don't even think it's necessarily bad reviews, just lack of
viewership.
Yeah.
Let's get into like our rankings and our MVPs and stuff, and then we'll get into like season 5, The Boys talk, what we're expecting in the future. Ratings wise, let's go for a whole season 2. I think finale wise, I'm still in the 4- territory. It was just, again, dumb characters doing dumb things. I thought I was, like, excited. It did enough for me to be like, all right, this is still great television. It just, it could have been a little bit more. I can't say it's disappointing, but I'm like, okay. There is, like, one bad scene. And it didn't ruin it, but it was just like, it wasn't a good top of the cap. It didn't finish well. What do you think of the finale?
I mean, I pretty much agree with that. 3+, 4-.
Not like too disappointing, but like just more disappointing that it wasn't elite.
The expectations were high.
Yeah. As a whole, where I see season 2, I'm going between like a 4- or a 4. I think overall I enjoyed the season. I think Cypher really carried as a villain. I still don't really like the main heroes that much. I want to like them more. It's just hard to find. Like, Bree's just the... Not that likable as I was hoping.
No, I mean, she, like, left them a bunch of times.
Yeah, does some questionable things.
Try to make Kate use her powers on them again.
Like, it feels like her importance is, like, forced, and, like, other characters do things to her rather than her do things. Like, it's that type of route, is like characters deem her important rather than she becomes important.
Yeah.
And that's kind of just how I feel about it. But Cypher, I think, just really made it, like, really made the season for me. I know someone said that, I seen an article and someone called Cypher like a better villain than Homelander. I'm like, nowhere near close, but he's probably maybe number 2. Like, Tech Knight was pretty good too in season 1.
He got ruined a little bit by The Boys.
He did.
But I mean, if Cypher had more time to shine, then maybe. I mean, we've gotten 4 seasons of Homelander. So
yeah, I enjoyed Cypher. So I think he pulled it for me. I think I'm 4- again. You know?
Yeah.
Like I think
I had fun. Unfortunate timing with it coming out and being like right side by side with Peacemaker.
Yeah. I think
that's what really hurt the show the most.
Peacemaker was fun. It got me in the mood. Like, I wanted to watch it just because it was a good time. Whereas, like, Gen V was like, all right, serious, gritty superhero. It was good. Solid. I enjoyed it. I just when I looked toward the week, like, all right, we have Gen V episode 5, we have Peacemaker episode 7. All right, I'm down for Peacemaker. Like, that's the one I'm looking forward to every week. Gen V just wasn't there, and I think rating wise, I think they're kind of the same overall.
Yeah, when we look at like the overall season 2 of Peacemaker, which was good, very good still.
Yeah,
not quite as good as the first season, in my opinion.
I agree.
Still very good.
But yeah, so that's where I'm at. What did you say? Gen V season 2, what's your rating meme?
I mean, I think I'm probably right there with you again. Yeah, I'll give it a 4- just because it did have some fun moments.
Man, we are very controversial tonight.
Yeah.
Disagreeing on reviews.
Yeah.
I agree with you, Jake. Yes, 4- minus.
Yeah.
Sorry.
See, that's why you gotta let me go first, and then you have to agree with me.
Or I just gotta be a contrarian to whatever. No, yeah. I think it sucks because of this reason. Yeah.
Nah. A friend of ours.
I know who you think. I almost want to say his name. we'll leave his dignity alone. Okay, so MVC, most valuable character. I don't have a list.
Who did I have the most fun with while they were on screen?
I have an answer, but I also feel like it's a cheap answer.
Man, I don't even, like, that's a tough question for this show. Because there really wasn't...
It's Cypher.
Anyone. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, he was the only person that I was, like, interested when he was on screen. Like,
it's...
Like, more interested.
I mean, other than that, is Polarity? Marie?
Yeah. I mean, I'd almost put Polarity above Marie.
I mean, he kind of saved the day.
Yeah,
save them.
His story was more interesting. He actually had a heroic journey. You know, like starting super depressed,
Is it default just Polarity then?
Yeah,
that feels like a cheap answer. I almost wanted to say Jordan, but Jordan didn't do anything, and then
didn't
broke,
do anything.
And then it was just like, I'm going to break up with you right before like they defeat the Big Bad. I'm like, what the fuck are you doing? Like, what?
Yeah, well, she did try to brain control him.
Fair, but also just like not the time.
Yeah,
and like,
yeah,
I think like we even said that it's like not the time. Do this like later, and I'm like, as watching, I'm like, do this later. This isn't that like break up at the end of the episode. Make that like the thing that you're like, I can't join the rebellion with you. We're done, and then like leave, and then like they join the rebellion, or like, you know, that would have been a more interesting send off. Mm. I also just feel like they threw away Jordan at the end. I feel like Jordan was just above interest.
They were a lot more interesting last season.
And Jordan, like they start, like Jordan, I feel like started off really, really well. Mm. Like them coming back, those two being 1 and 2, but being like dating. Yeah, it just really feels like they threw it away and didn't know what to do with Jordan after the big fight between them. Which, if that's the case, make Marie kill Jordan then.
Right. Go like, all the way with it then.
Yeah, like if you don't have anything to do, kill Jordan off and like give it some
depth. Some weight. Yeah.
So yeah. MVP Polarity, but really it's Cypher. For MVP then, are we going Cypher? Like the actor who played him for most actor?
I'd say Cypher is Cypher, and then Godolkin is Godolkin.
I'm gonna look this up.
Like that differentiate the two characters.
All right, Hamish Linklater. Because
they do feel different.
Ooh, what was he on? I'm like looking up right now. Nothing that I'm like familiar with. He was in Fargo. Lori Dollard. Okay. I can't see. He was in Legion. Clark Debussy. Okay, so he's in shows that like I've seen, and he's the voice of Batman in Caped Crusader.
Interesting. That's really interesting.
Okay. I feel like I should know him more. I don't think there's anyone else. And then MVV is obviously him. Did he just win the triple crown here?
Yeah, he was much more intimidating when we didn't know who he was, as opposed to when he is revealed as Godolkin.
I have another MVC category.
Okay.
Most valuable cameo.
I mean, I think I like the A-Train cameo the most.
It might be the most valuable for this, yeah. The Boys franchise. We can do this two different categories. Most valuable for the Gen V, or most valuable for the franchise as a whole.
I mean, if we were looking at Gen V specifically, it's probably like Sage.
Oh, yeah, because she's like the villain.
Actually, yeah, actually involved in the plot. Mm-hmm. Whereas like all the other characters, I mean, Starlight was just a tool to start the story.
Yeah.
So
I didn't feel great about her cameo from the first one. Second time around, the finale, I didn't mind it.
Still a little more earned.
Yeah. I'm almost want to say A-Train for the franchise, because like his appearance really made me be hyped for his arc. Just to reveal that, like, yeah, he's a part of the resistance. I think we all knew that he was getting there. I didn't know if it was confirmed.
I like the full
transformation now. And I like that he's like he's in the resistance. And I'm like, okay, I'm excited for this. Like, damn, him and Starlight are working together. All right, I'm in. So Sage should be the winner. St. Edgar, I think, deserves.
I forgot about it. I do. I mean, I love.
Yeah.
Juan Carlo Esposito. Is that his name? Yeah. I mean, it steals the scene every time. And I do hope that we actually get more from his character.
Same.
In the final season.
I hope that leads
to something. Because he is like, was such a big player and stuff, you know, just out in the background.
Yeah, I think like he's probably third. Sage might have to be first, but A-Train is one or two. For the franchise, for my excitement, it's A-Train. For the show itself, it's probably Sage. But St. Edgar is.
I was pretty excited when I saw him in the show too.
I was too. Like, yeah, he's back. Yeah. He's not dead. Mm-hmm. Okay, so. But he was in season 4, though, right?
Season 4 of The Boys. I think maybe we hear that he gets pardoned.
Oh.
Or that no, he got released.
He met up with the Starlight, didn't he?
In season 4?
Maybe the Nelson Mandela effect. I don't know.
Yeah. I don't remember that. I don't remember him being in it. He might be, though.
Okay.
But I don't remember that.
So let's talk season 5 a little bit. Now we have new information. A-Train, Starlight, they're part of the resistance. Probably the boys are in prison. We know that there is this from like the campus of Gen V. Humans are almost treated as like subclass, at least to the superheroes in that universe. What are we getting out of season 5? Like, from what we've learned,
I think there's definitely obviously going to be somewhat of a time skip. I don't know how aggressive it'll be and like how much like society will have devolved overall, but I can see it going pretty extreme right off the bat.
How many years do you think they're in prison?
I mean, I think things could still happen pretty fast. Like a year, even like 2 years, maybe like would be long enough for things to really accelerate out in the world.
Yeah,
and then Butcher's still doing whatever the hell Butcher's doing.
Do you think Homelander is going to be Homelander's got to be the final villain, right?
Yeah, I mean, at this point, I think if they do anything but Homelander being the final villain, people would riot in the streets.
Yeah, I'm assuming that's going to be the final battle.
It's too late for the comic book storyline to come out, I think, at this point.
Yeah.
Even though it would be interesting if they did some sort of a riff on it. I'm still curious about this new Black Noir character.
Oh, yeah, I forgot. That was another character that got the cameo as well.
Yeah, yeah.
And talk about Flaherty. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, I'm still curious if anything will come from that. Although I wouldn't be surprised if it doesn't mean anything.
It might not. I'm going to make the guess that Black Noir is a clone or took the same V as Homelander and like was made with the idea that, hey, we need somebody that can possibly take Homelander out. And maybe that's, the purpose. But it seems like Soldier Boy has a big moment at the end. I know, I'm guessing Finn Edgar is going to have a play. And what about the Gen B kids?
Yeah, see, that's a real question, is where do they, because if he was originally planning on doing like a season three, that would come out after the Boys, right?
Mm-hmm.
So who knows what they, like, they almost built Marie up too big now to not have her be a big part of
the story. Like, is she not, like, we were talking about,
one
like
of the most powerful, or like the most powerful soup out there.
Like, every season of The Boys has a gimmick to kill Homelander, right? And they chase it, and that's kind of the joke, that every season they try to chase like this idea to possibly kill Homelander. And I'm like, is Marie is Odessa this thing that could possibly
final solution?
Yeah. And I'm like, Marie is built up to be powerful enough to handle Homelander, so what are we going to do with that? Or maybe Godolkin is Marie at this point.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just like, you almost expect her to be a part of it, but I just like don't want it, because I don't think she's built up well enough in this.
Yeah, I don't want her to like overtake the story.
It has to be Billy.
Boys.
It has to be Butcher.
It really does. I mean, arguably, Butcher is the final villain.
Maybe she,
the Boys comic,
maybe she takes the parasite out of Billy Butcher, and Billy Butcher has a happy ending.
I don't know if he deserves a happy ending.
He doesn't. But maybe that's the ending that, like, haha. See,
I think he deserves to get the revenge that he's wanted for so long.
Mm-hmm.
And that's about all he deserves.
Well, like, here's the thing, though. What if he gets a revenge and he becomes this monster, and then she saves him, and then he has to live with that? Is that not interesting?
We'll see.
Is that not, like, the ending that you're just like,
yeah,
I'm just calling it here.
I just,
happy ending Butcher.
I just don't think he gets out alive. I don't think he can get out
alive.
I
didn't think that either until Marie's saving people.
Yeah, I think he's too, like, intrinsically linked with Homelander. I think if one of them dies, the other one has to die too.
Yeah, that's what we think, man. See, this is the big twist at the end. We think this is what's going to happen. It's going to lead up to, like, it has to be that way. They don't do it. And then, boom, he's going to be like, I can heal him. Now you're free. You can have a happy ending. And he's going to be miserable.
And then he turns around and kills Marie because he hates soups.
Or maybe he releases the virus and they all die. And then he dies.
That would be. Yeah.
So.
He would die from it too.
And maybe Gen V is taking out Butcher. Season 3. Yeah.
Maybe, I don't know. We'll see. We'll see what happens with season 5 of The Boys.
Yeah. I'm excited.
There's a lot of possibilities. Definitely excited.
A-Train's dying. I don't know how he's not.
Yeah.
I said this in season 4.
Predicting that, yeah. Ever since his turn started. I was going to end with him dying.
Wait, okay, last question.
Surprised he made it as long as he did.
Who kills the Deep?
I feel like it's got to be Starlight, right?
Yeah, or it could be A-Train.
Maybe.
A-Train would make sense. Or it's Homelander.
I mean, I feel like A-Train could take out people. Yeah, I mean, that's probably the most likely one. Homelander goes crazy
or
and turns
Black,
on everybody.
Black Noir 2? Wait, no.
Yeah.
A squid kills him. Or dolphin, submarine.
Little karmic justice, yeah.
Little bit. All right. Well, anything else to finish this off, Brandon? Any final thoughts?
Nope. I'm excited for The Boys season 5. See what happens.
Same. All right. Well, thank you, Meme. This is your host, Jake Sherbing, signing off.